Helsing spent 25 years on the PGA Tour and is a lifetime member of the PGA Tour and PGA of America. Now he provides his unique perspective as a golfer and network broadcaster. It's time to go On the Range with Jay Delsing.
On the Range is brought to you by TaylorMade Golf.
Hey, good morning. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. Pearly, what's up this morning? How you doing?
Nothing much. Ready to go with the show, though. I'm excited. We got some really cool topics.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we formatted the show like Around the Golf. This first segment is called the On the Range segment. It's brought to you by my friends at TaylorMade Golf. The Stealth Driver looks fantastic. We are giving away a dozen TP5 golf balls every single week. Email me, jay@jaydelsinggolf.com. You got to spell J-A-Y out, and you will be entered. Somewhere in the subject line or in the body of the email, put the word balls in there, and we will get you registered to win a dozen golf balls. Man, Pearl, a dozen TP5, that's a $50 value we're giving away every week. That is really awesome.
That's a phenomenal. It's a phenomenal value. You are definitely getting pumped up about TaylorMade in general. You're liking what's going on. Some of your testing was with that. We get to talk about the new driver today and with the golf balls. I've always liked their stuff. I think they've got good equipment.
Pearl, we're just going to assume that everything is hunky-dory with our social media stuff. I know you work tirelessly at this, and we don't want to, you know, get off track here.
Thanks for your confidence, Jay.
You got it. No problem. I do want to thank Bob and Kathy Donahue, 314-805-2132. They're painting and refinishing company. First of all, they're great humans. They are really good people. They have professional painters, the inside of your house, the outside of your house, whatever it is you need, call them. They're fantastic. All right. This week on the show, I've got Matt Minder. Matt is a great guy, co-founder of the Amateur Players Tour. I spoke with him, and I just give a little tease to this interview. He's one of the few people that said he played a mini tour year as an amateur because he wanted the experience. And he said he had a blast. And I'm like, I don't know if there's many people that would ever say they had a blast playing a mini tour ever.
Huh. Well, as an amateur, that's definitely unique. You had fun playing mini tour stuff, but your problem was you got the taste of the show. So for you to have to step back down and go play mini tours, I enjoyed the hell out of mini tours. It was a lot of fun. It was fun guys, the travel, that kind of stuff. It was a step up from college. I didn't want to be there forever, and there's definitely downsides to it, but it was fun.
Oh, man, I hated the mini tour. I was fortunate I only played the mini tour for like 6 months and then got on tour, so I didn't have to do that too long. But, Pearl, I wanted to we got to tell a couple of stories. This week is the Farmers and Torrey Pines. And I've got this idea where I'm going to start reaching out to some of these golf pros, golf professionals at Torrey Pines, guys where the tour event's going to be, and get them on the show and start talking a little bit about what's going on, what are they changing, what are they seeing, how about a story from this year or that year, whatever. But we used to play there in college, remember? We played there in college every year.
Absolutely, I remember, and I think we would play both the courses. I don't know if I've ever told you this story. When I was working with that sports psychologist, what's the other course? The
North.
Famous course is the South?
Yeah,
the North.
Famous is we never played the North in any sort of college stuff.
I played it when I was working with a sports psychologist, and we were out there in a windstorm and a rainstorm, and he was kind of doing the Bob Rotella stuff on me as far as, you know, just trying to get me in the right headspace and that kind of thing. And I can remember, you know how it could blow and rain out there. And we're in an absolute storm, and I'm shooting 2 or 3 under out there. And it was just a fascinating experience being around a sports psychologist that really knew his stuff and everything that I'd gone through. And that was a huge part for me. So I've got fond memories both of playing the South course in the college tournaments, but even playing the North course with Bruce Ogilvy. Dr. Bruce Ogilvy was his name. Wonderful, wonderful, kind man. And really knowledgeable. He was one of the earlier pioneers of sports psychology, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I can remember, Pearl, I won a college event because we had a really nice party up in L.A. after this. I won a college event, and I think I shot five under par on the South course for 2 days.
Nice.
And that's a nice story, right? Here's why I'm telling the story. My rookie year on the PGA Tour, I shoot two under on the South and two under on the North. I'm out having dinner with my ex and her family, and we don't have cell phones at the time, and I call to see if my tee time is for the next day. Missed cut.
No tee time.
Missed cut.
Yeah. You know,
I shot four under.
I remember that.
Oh, I was devastated. I got to tell you, that had a massive impact on me.
I remember my father saying something to me like, how do you do that? How does Jay deal with something like that? Well, I said, you know, obviously it's got to be difficult as can be. Yeah, that's that jump up. But, you know, you dealt with it and you kept on going.
Oh, my gosh. I can remember thinking, I don't want to go back to that table. First of all, I got to tell my ex, who didn't understand anything, and her family, I'm thinking, I'm just going to go out the front door. Just get in a car, start driving somewhere. Oh, my gosh, I felt like someone ripped my heart out. I'm not kidding you. And all of a sudden, the cut was such a big deal to me, you know, and that had a huge, huge influence on me. I had no concept that I had just come off finishing ninth in Hawaii, and San Diego was the next event, and I was, man, it was, oh, man, I can just remember thinking, what? I don't get to play anymore.
But that's another piece of it, too, because I can remember you kind of realizing early on there was horses for courses.
Yep.
And there's certain courses where you could go out and say, hey, I've played pretty damn well. I mean, I made the cut. I shot four under, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, somehow, three-quarters of the field thinks it's an easy course, and five or six or seven under is what should make the cut. I can remember Corey Pavin talking about there's certain weeks, no matter what he did, he wasn't going to compete. In other places, just fit his game, fit his eye, and that kind of stuff. And he felt like, you know, this course is for me, and, you know, I'm going to beat everybody.
Pearl, so, I caddied for Pavin out at Torrey Pines. I don't know if you remember, but Eric broke a bone in his foot, and he called me out of the blue, and he said, what are you doing this week? And I said, I'm not in. And he goes, why don't you come out and caddy for me? So I jumped on a plane, I caddied for him, and there's never a golf course in the history of golf courses that was worse for Corey than the South course when they changed it over. But, John, it was amazing to watch this guy. First of all, we do all this practicing, and then he'd get on the course, and he couldn't do what he was practicing. He was trying to hit these balls up in the air to try to keep his mid to long irons on those greens. And then we get out on the course, he sends in those little missiles and they go over the green. But, John, after, I'm not kidding you, first hole, we're playing with Fred Couples. And, you know, that's a playground for Fred. And I'm like, Fred, we'll see you later. You hit it, and then we'll be over back here. But Pavin, on the first hole, he's got a hybrid into number one. And the flag sticks right in the front. And now I've caddied for him for the first 2 days. So, typically, when a tour player runs into the bunker, he grabs his 60, and the caddy grabs his putter. You know what I started doing? Grabbing the rake, because there was no way in hell Pavin wasn't getting it up and down, and I thought he might make it.
Wow.
He hit him a foot all week long out of the bunkers. Just amazing.
He was a world-class short game player. No two ways. And there were times that obviously he could hit it well, but world-class short game player.
He would absolutely have what he was calling, these are birdie shots. I'm like, this is a 35-yard shot. He's like, I can make this. I'm like, I'm just staying out of the way. I mean, it was pretty impressive. He didn't play worth a damn that week. I brought him down to, you know, a couple of 72s, and we made last place money. But, it was interesting. Torrey Pines is a cool place. We got that Steve Page story when he's coming down the stretch. I think he was in a playoff. Maybe he was in a playoff. It was the last hole to get into a playoff, and he had to lay it up on 18, and he's getting ready to hit this little pitch shot over to the right, almost by the neck of the water, and somebody over in the hospitality keeps yucking it up and screaming and yelling while he wants to play. And so Al Milan, our good buddy, is standing up and saying, quiet please, you know, and they're carrying on, and finally Steve's getting ready to hit, and they do it again. He backs off, and he says in this semi-serial killer voice that he has, are you ever going to shut up?
Oh, I remember that. It was absolutely classic.
And then I think he hit it like a foot from the hole, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He had the prettiest floppy thing up there that just went like nothing. But I think when he yelled, he kind of scared the commentators because they're like, okay, this has never happened quite this extreme before, like you said, in his killer voice. And people didn't know what to say.
Yeah, no, and Steve loved that course. He won down there. He contended there a lot. That's really something. Pearl, we've got to do wrap up this On the Range segment with our tip of the cap. And the tip of the cap today, it's brought to you by the Dean team of Kirkwood, 314-966-0303. The tip of the cap today goes out to all of the golf instructors. They work their butts off all summer long, sweltering, eating hooks and slices out of the range. And now I just got off the phone with Maria Palazzola this morning, and she is just a workaholic helping people with their game. She's got stlouisgolflessons.com. She's got people all over the city working for her, helping people with their game down at the new Tower T facility at Ruth Park, all over the place. My hat's off to Maria Palazzola and all of the golf instructors. And that tip of the cap is brought to you by the Dean team of Kirkwood. Colin and Brandy, thanks so much for supporting the show. 314-966-0303. We'll be back with the Matt Minder interview. Don't go anywhere. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
This is Paul Azinger, and you're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing.
Thank you, St. Louis, for making the first annual Ascension Charity Classic presented by Emerson a record-breaking success. The golf was incredible, your enthusiasm unmatched, and the only thing that will last longer than the memories is the impact you've made on North St. Louis County Charities. To our sponsors, volunteers, and fans, thank you for welcoming golf's greatest legends and bringing professional golf back to St. Louis with record attendance. See you next year at the Ascension Charity Classic.
One thing I've learned over the years is that many people don't realize that standard insurance policies aren't robust enough to handle their accomplished lifestyles. Ensuring your personal success adequately, that's serious business. At Powers Insurance, they don't believe in treating clients like policyholders. They treat them like friends and family. Tim Davis at Powers Insurance can offer more than a policy. He has the knowledge and experience to properly protect your busy lifestyle. Call Tim Davis at Powers Insurance today, 314-333-4913, or find him online. Visit their website at powersinsurance.com.
Hey, I know you've heard a lot about club fitting, but I need you to go visit my friends at Pro-Am Golf. They're a family-owned and operated golf discount shop in St. Louis that's been operating for over 40 years. They have a top quality fitter in CJ over there and a very qualified staff with the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art technology in the industry at all. They've got a really cool ball program coming that will help you fit your swing speed to the right ball. But most importantly, they have the lowest prices in town on this fitting. And you know what's really special? They take the price of the fitting and roll it into the new clubs that you purchase over there. So basically, the fitting costs you nothing. Visit Tom DeGrand. He's been in the business for over 40 years and a great guy. And they'll watch you hit balls in their simulator. So stop by and ask for the Delsing discount, and they'll give you even more money off their already low price. That's Pro-Am Golf, a family-owned business here in St. Louis.
Grab your clubs. We're headed to the front nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The front nine is brought to you by the Ascension Charity Classic.
And welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. Pearlie's with me. We are headed to the front nine that's brought to you by the Ascension Charity Classic. This September, September 5th through 11th at Norwood Hills Country Club, North County, best field on the Champions Tour right here in the Lou. I just spoke with a couple of the PGA Tour officials. Brian Clare is a head official on the Champions Tour. He said that tournament, in his opinion, was a top three event last year, John. He said that that's how well run, how well received by the players that event was.
Well, you heard that from the players themselves, and that's great that they're seeing it on the other end as well, and you know it's even going to be better in the future. That's just awesome, Jay. you needed that first year to get everybody's confidence, and who knows where it could go now.
Absolutely. All right, so let's just run to this interview with Matt Minder. He is the co-founder of the Amateur Players Tour. Let's listen.
Well, here it comes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow! In your life have you seen anything like that?
Matt Minder is brought to you by Golden Tee.
I am sitting down this morning with Matt Minder. He is the co-founder of the Amateur Players Tour. Matt, good morning and thanks for joining me.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Oh my gosh, Matt. So I've been following you guys kind of at a arm's length distance. Tell us a little bit about, first of all, I know you're a lover of the game. Give the folks a little bit of background just about you and the game of golf.
Yeah, definitely. So fell in love with the game at an early age. Used to grow up when I was 8, 9 years old with a little 9-hole course in my hometown, Decatur, Illinois. And, in the summer, a friend of mine, we'd play 54 holes a day and just kind of chalk it up in the summer and kind of fell in love with it and started playing junior tournaments and just really growing up around the game and, advanced to play some elite level amateur stuff. Spent a winter on a mini tour, which was a really great experience and learned a lot about what professional golf is really about. And I've just been a student of the game ever since, and it's been fun.
Oh, my gosh, Matt, I've heard a lot of people talk about mini tours. I've never heard anybody say I played a mini tour and thought it was a whole hell of a lot of fun. That is pretty awesome.
It was good. I kept my amateur status. It was something I always wanted to do, and so I did it. I think I was like 24, 25, something like that. Spent a winter down on the West Florida tour, and, I've got a good story for a later time about, why I decided to work for a living, played a golf course real short with, 7,500 yard golf course and 30-mile-an-hour winds and shot 73 and, was tied for third going into the last group coming in and, ended up losing the tournament by 11. So, when Carlos Ortiz came in and shot a smooth little 62 in conditions that I couldn't imagine shooting 62 in. And, it's amazing what those guys can do on a week to week basis. That's for sure.
Matt, I had a one-stroke lead in the Phoenix Open with 12 holes to play. Was playing with Calc, and Calc birdied 9 of the last 12.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, stinks. Anyway, that's for another time. But so you've created the Amateur Players Tour. It's really a great concept. I love your mission statement, by the players, for the players. Talk a little bit about that, because I know how important that is to you.
Yeah, definitely. So my partner Jody and I, he grew up student of the game just like I did. We love golf and this obviously, tour events are a completely different experience than anybody can experience on a day-to-day basis. And grew up playing in a lot of, the elite amateur events, your state amateur, state opens, USGA qualifiers, things like that. And it's just, there's such a great tournament experience and atmosphere if you can qualify for some of those things. And we really have a passion to bring those tournament experiences to the everyday golfer and allow them to experience that, whether it be great golf courses or just the tournament experience itself. And a lot of just the competition of being able to tee it up against people of similar skill level and have a great time and build relationships.
Yeah, the networking is an entirely different kind of byproduct, isn't it? It's just fantastic.
Yeah, we've been really excited. We've developed a great community. One of the keys that Jody and I did for the first year that we expanded nationally last year is we wanted to visit every chapter. We wanted to tee it up with our members, get to know them, let them get to know us and what we're about and what our mission is. And we had 34 chapters last year, so we've expanded. I think we're like 43 now. But we got to 33 of the 34 and just met so many great people from so many different backgrounds. It was truly a blessing last year, and our members have traveled around and built relationships all across the country. It's been really fun to watch.
Matt, I tell folks on this show that golf is a societal powerhouse. When the PGA Tours and the Champions Tours, the Korn Ferry Tours have raised billions of dollars for needy people, and what the game has provided for myself and my family, and it sounds like for you and for Jody and for others, it's just remarkable.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's been such a blessing. You know, it was really hard stepping out of competitive golf. It's everybody's dream to play on the PGA Tour, right? And it certainly was mine. And it was really hard, you know, walking away after, you know, getting my teeth kicked in on a mini tour a couple times. You know, getting into the real job, there's just a miss. And so to be back doing this full time, it's been really amazing. And so we're excited to continue to grow and put everything we have into it. It's not work when it's your passion, that's for sure.
Oh, amen to that. I got to give a shout out to our buddy Mike Pitroff, who introduced us, and appreciate you, Mike, for helping Matt and I get together. But so, Matt, one of the things that's so interesting is the timing of COVID, the timing of your tour, the folding of the Golf Channel AM Tour. All of those things have kind of just worked out to be just right for you guys, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, certainly we're very, very blessed. And, you know, when I started running amateur tours, it's been years and years ago now, but, you know, it started as something for my dad and I to do together as a father-son. To run a fun business, and we started in just St. Louis, and obviously COVID happened in what was it, early 2020, and you know, and it created its challenges, right? You know, especially running events in St. Louis, Illinois, golf courses were closed, if you remember, and so we're trying to shuffle around our schedule because everyone wanted to get out and play golf. Everybody was over, you know, staying inside those first couple months of COVID. And, you know, but the opportunities to grow nationally, Jody and I became friends. We used to captain a Ryder Cup against each other at Tunica National with our mutual friend, Bob Wolcott. And he gave me a call one day and was said, hey, it's time to do this. We've always wanted to do it nationally. Are you still interested in doing it? And we started working on it. And I guess the rest is history. I guess still being made. So.
Yeah, my gosh. The fact that you guys are up to 43 chapters, I know you were hoping for 8 to 12, I think, in your first year, and you wound up with somewhere around 30, and now you're at 43. It's just incredible. But one of the things that I want to talk about, you guys are playing some great golf courses.
Yeah, absolutely. The schedule's been just insanely good. We just finished our North American Championship last October. We went to Pinehurst Resort, so we had 360 players that qualified to compete at Pinehurst. The final round was on number 2, so everybody's sitting around 18 green, probably 300 people just hanging around 18 green, not just our members, but, you know, resort guests watching. You know, we had people announcing people up to the green, and so we crowned every North American champion at on Pinehurst number 2, and they got to experience what it was like to walk up number 18, you know, either trying to hold on to a lead or having essentially secured the win, and kind of get that same experience that, you know, a player would get, you know, winning a major tournament on a professional tour, you know. So Pinehurst was good. You know, this year we've got some really great venues on tap. We've got Memorial Day, we're at True Blue in Caledonia at Myrtle Beach. We've got Stream Song in June. Chambers Bay, Labor Day weekend, Big Cedar Lodge, including Payne's Valley on the 4th of July, TPC Deer Run. We've got a four-ball championship at Bandon Dunes. So we're really excited to be able to travel. You know, we've got a lot of the top 20 golf courses in the country are on our schedule. And so we've either played this year or last year. And it's just been really fun to travel around and give people opportunities to experience some of these top-notch golf resorts and what it's like, and to do it in the prime time of year. And so we try to avoid the shoulder season when booking those events as well, just to make sure that the experience is pristine.
Oh my gosh. I mean, the fact that you're going down to Payne's Valley and Big Cedar Ridge and playing Buffalo Ridge, those are two of the hottest golf commodities, you know, in this 5-6 state area.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so Payne's Valley obviously just recently got the accolade. I think it was from Golf Digest, the number one new public course in America. And Buffalo Ridge has been either number one or number two in the Golf Week rankings for the state of Missouri for 6 or 7 years now. And two phenomenal, phenomenal tracks. So you can't beat those places. And so we're looking forward to being down there. And July 4th weekend is probably the best weekend of the year to be in Branson, with everything going on. You've got the lake, you've got obviously the shows and you know, the square down there, and it's going to be a great time. And so it's not just about the golf, but, you know, it'll be a great weekend to bring your family and celebrate the holiday and play some really, really good golf.
All right, that's going to wrap up the front nine, but don't go anywhere. We'll bring you the rest of the Matt Minder interview on the Amateur Players Tour on the back nine. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hey, everybody, it's Vince Gill. You're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing.
I want to welcome Rapsodo Golf to the Golf with Jay Delsing show. Folks, this device is super, super cool. It's small, just a little bit bigger than your cell phone. It works in conjunction with your phone to help track your shots. It talks about launch angle, spin rate, dispersion, how far the ball goes. It is really, really something. You can go to RapsodoGolf.com and check this thing out. It'll also give you a couple drop downs so you can see how they're transferring this technology into baseball and softball, and they're working with all 30 Major League Baseball teams now. So this is a viable product. But if you want to practice in the winter and you want to get better and you want to stop figuring out where that ball went after you hit it into the net, get a Rapsodo and check them out. You will love it. We appreciate them being part of the show. Go to Rapsodo.com, Rapsodo.com.
Marcone Appliance Parts Company of St. Louis, Missouri would like to recognize and applaud the thousands of companies and volunteers who donated their time and money to make Wreaths Across America program a national success on December 18, 2021. Wreaths Across America is a national wreath-laying program to decorate the graves of our beloved veterans at national cemeteries across the country. Marcone Appliance Parts is proud to be a local sponsor and sent volunteers to participate at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery. For more details, visit wreathsacrossamerica.org. Marcone Appliance Parts Company is based in St. Louis, Missouri, and is the largest distributor of major appliance parts in North America and a proud distributor of General Electric Parts.
Jay here, and I'm here to tell you about my favorite strength training program that has helped me play better golf, and I think it'll help you. That's right. I'm talking about 20 minutes to fitness. 20 minutes once or twice a week is all you need to stay strong, flexible, and in shape to play your best golf. 20 minutes to fitness targets the muscle groups used in the golf swing because you always work with a trainer on physical therapy equipment. And that causes a reduction in your chance to get exercise-related injury. It knocks it down to almost zero. Folks, I've been doing this for over 8 years now, and I am in the best shape of my life. If you have never worked with a trainer before, you've got to give it a try. It's a game changer. But don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Your first session is free. That's right. It's absolutely free. There are two locations to serve you, one in Chesterfield, one in Clayton. Visit 20minutestofitness.com to learn more. 20 Minutes to Fitness works for me, and it can work for you.
We're halfway there. It's time for the back nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
All right, welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. Pearly is with me. Brad Barnes, he's taking great care of us here. And we are headed to the back nine. It's brought to you by my buddies, the DeGrand family, Pro-Am Golf. I just got fitted. I'm going to honk this for as long as I'm able to. You got to get to Pro-Am Golf. You got to call CJ 314-647-8054, and you have to get fitted. CJ is the best. He's so knowledgeable. He loves doing it. You can't but fall in love with the passion that this guy has. So call him at 314-647-8054 or visit him at proamgolfusa.com. All right, let's go back to the conclusion of the Matt Minder interview. He of the Amateur Players Tour.
Maybe. Yes, sir!
One of the greatest displays of courageous golf that anybody has ever seen any place.
Matt Minder is brought to you by Golden Tee.
You know, Matt, what's really cool, I'm on your site right now, amateurplayerstour.com. That's amateurplayerstour.com. You folks, you got to jump on here. This is they're great pictures. It's an extremely inclusive website. We talk about your scheduling. You talk about player of the year. You talk about all sorts of awards that you guys have passed out. But the pictures, Matt, talk a little bit about the camaraderie. Guys are playing in shorts. They got their caps on. You know, I'm sure there's a beer here and there, but guys are having a great time.
Yeah, definitely. The community that we've built has been fantastic. And so, you know, we really encourage people to build relationships over the time. So obviously the tour is structured with the different local chapters. We've got 43 all across the country, one obviously right here in St. Louis. But, you know, you're getting to play with, you know, the same type of people on the local level week in and week out and really build relationships over there. You know, all of our tours have, you know, private Facebook groups where guys are setting up tee times for off weekends when there's not a tournament to go play different times on the weekends or go meet somewhere to play in the week. And so the friendships that are being developed on this tour, not only in St. Louis, but across the country have been, it's just been phenomenal to see. And so, you know, we've had a lot of people create a really special bond and you know, it's really similar to obviously what you'd have experienced in tour life when you're traveling around to different places and playing different tournaments and you get to know the people you're traveling with and you hang out with them, you go to dinner with them, you spend time with them and it flows over to when you're at home and, you know, you're going out and hanging out on a Thursday night having dinner. And we have a lot of that going on. It's just a great community to get involved in.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Talk, Matt, tell us a little bit about how you are doing your handicap system, because I know that is for some amateur players, you know, there's guys have figured out ways to kind of game the system. Talk a little bit about your handicap system.
Sure. Well, our handicap system is a closed handicap system based on tournament scores with us. And so once, you know, we call it validation, once your index is validated, which is 8 tournament scores, you know, everything goes by the numbers at that point. Until then, you know, we'll place people with a gin index, or if you have a handicap index through US Handicap, or if you've played on another competitive tour that keeps a handicap, you know, we'll use all of that for a starting point. And then we really monitor it. So we've got a committee that goes through all the scores every week and all the handicaps and really looks at things to make sure that, you know, people are in the correct division for their skill level. And then, you know, we've certainly got some fail-safe processes in place that if somebody comes in and shoots something out of division, that we have a process for dealing with that as well. So you don't have to worry about, you know, obviously everybody talks about sandbagging, right? And so we do everything we can to make sure that's not allowed. And so we keep a closed handicap system.
Yeah, and it's absolutely wonderful because you have divisions for all levels of handicap. I mean, it goes as high as, I think, 18.5 strokes and above, and then it goes as low as anyone under a 3 or a 3.4 or something like that. So you're offering a little bit for everyone. And let's reiterate that, Matt. Everyone, every player, doesn't matter if you're a 25 handicap or not, you can get in here and have some fun.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you can break 100, you've got a really good chance of winning on our tour in Division 5. But, you know, we've got guys that, you know, we had a guy in our North American Championship at Pinehurst number 2 in Division 1 that was 6 deep through 16 holes in that round, ended up, I think, shooting 68 in the final round. But and so you've got everything in between. And so it makes it really fun. And so if you love golf and you love to compete, this is a great outlet for it.
Talk a little bit about membership and give us some numbers. I am visiting, this is Golf with Jay Delsing, I am visiting with the co-founder, Matt Minder, of the Amateur Players Tour. Folks, pay attention to this. This is a really cool opportunity.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. You know, membership is, you know, part of the value of membership, right, is keeping our community. It helps with making sure that play is fair, having handicaps that are established, that we manage, that are, you know, all based on tournament scores. And so you can't just go post a score into our handicap system, right? Which is one of the values of membership. But membership cost is $125. It gives you access to play in any of our tournaments across our expansive network in the U.S. And now we have a chapter in Toronto as well. So you can even go north of the border and play. We're going to run 700-plus tournaments this year across the country. And so you can go and play any single one of them. So if you're for a weekend in L.A., you can pick up a tournament in LA and you can bring your points back to whatever your home tour is. You know, besides that, we have a membership swag bag kit that comes with every membership. And then we also have some great national partners that need mention. Turtleson does all of our apparel. Our members get 40% off APT logoed apparel. We'll send out and do a store like 6 times a year. Two Under, Motive CBD, G-Tech apparel, And then we've got some great deals with Avis and Budget as well. They've come on board late last year as a sponsor, and so members can save up to 35% off their car rental. And so using our national partners pays for the membership 10 times over. It's great.
Well, it truly is. And what sort of numbers are you talking about for your membership? How have you guys grown? I know that you hit a milestone not too long ago of over 3,000 members at infant stages, really, of this thing, Matt.
Right, definitely. So the first year was 2019. We were just in St. Louis, and we had 150 members. And so in St. Louis, it went from 150 to 185 in 2020 to last year, 2021, we had 225 members, and just in St. Louis alone. And we're looking 300 plus this year in St. Louis, which we're really excited about. But nationwide last year, we finished with about 3,300 members across the country. Right now, we're sitting about 4,000, continuing to grow, looking to be closer to 5,000 by the end of the year. So we're really excited about that. It's a great community across the entire country. And we're just excited to get the 2022 season going.
Folks, this is Matt Minder. He and his partner Jody Barrett founded the Amateur Players Tour. AmateurPlayersTour.com is how you reach out to them. Check them out. You'll love what they're doing. And last thing, Matt, there's nothing like tournament golf, is there?
No. It's completely different. There's nothing like getting those competitive juices flowing, having the hand shaking a little bit over a six-footer to win a tournament, or just walking up 18 fairway knowing that you've accomplished what you set out to accomplish. It's something that I still love so much and love doing any chance I get.
Matt, thanks so much for being here. You know, I tell peeps that when my hand stops shaking and I stop getting those butterflies, I think I'm going to stop playing. So I know exactly what you're feeling.
Definitely. Well, I very much appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk about what we're doing. And thanks for promoting us.
All right. So, John, before we go to break, we're going to break this down on the 19th hole. I am blown away, first of all, at how well organized they are. Matt and Jody have done a great job. Second of all, the golf courses that they're playing, Bandon Dunes, they're playing Stream Song, they're playing great courses here in St. Louis. I mean, this is a real thing. People need to check this out.
Well, the quality of the courses right off the bat makes it legit. The guys can kind of really relate to that competition. They know what the big boys have done at some of those golf courses. I think it's awesome.
All right, so that's going to wrap up the back nine, but don't go anywhere. Pearlie and Al break us all down on the Michelob Ultra 19th hole. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hi, this is Bob Costas, and you're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing.
I'm with my buddy Joe Schieser from USA Mortgage.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Doing great, Joe. Thanks so much for the support of the show.
I really appreciate the opportunity. Congratulations. This is your third year, and we're really proud to be a sponsor all 3 years since the very beginning. It's a great show, and we look forward to it every Sunday morning.
Well, thanks a bunch. Tell us just a little bit about USA Mortgage and what you can do for people.
Well, USA Mortgage is a ESOP. It's an employee-owned company. So over 1,000 families here in St. Louis work for the company. So if you want an opportunity to patronize a local company, please call USA Mortgage 314-628-2015, and I'll be more than happy to sit down with you, go over your options, discuss all the different programs that are available, and give you an opportunity to support a local company.
If you have a car and you're struggling to get some protection for that car, let me recommend Vehicle Assurance. 1-866-341-9255 is their number. They have been in business for over 10 years and have a 30-day money-back guarantee, which is one of the reasons why they have over 1 million satisfied customers. They are known for their painless claims process and their premium vehicle protection. So whatever that car looks like, they can help you. You can find them at vehicleassurance.com or call them again at 866-341-9255 for a free quote. Get the protection and the peace of mind you deserve.
Marcone Appliance Parts Company of St. Louis, Missouri would like to recognize and applaud the thousands of companies and volunteers who donated their time and money to make Wreaths Across America program a national success on December 18, 2021. Wreaths Across America is a national wreath-laying program to decorate the graves of our beloved veterans at national cemeteries across the country. Marcone Appliance Parts is proud to be a local sponsor and sent volunteers to participate at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery. For more details, visit wreathsacrossamerica.org. Marcone Appliance Parts Company is based in St. Louis, Missouri, and is the largest distributor of major appliance parts in North America and a proud distributor of General Electric Parts.
Hey, guys, I know you've heard golf is booming, and it really is. There are more people playing golf today than ever before. And you know who else is doing great? My friends at Whitmore Country Club. I don't know if you know about their membership, but if you join at Whitmore Country Club, there's 90 holes. They give you access to the links of Dardenne, the Golf Club of Wentzville, and the Missouri Bluffs. And the cart fees are included in the membership, so you're not going to get dinged for a cart fee. There's no food or beverage minimums, no assessments, no nothing. Just great golf, great places to eat. They have a large pool complex, 3 tennis courts. They've got a kids' club. You can drop your children off. You and your significant other, your wife, can go out, play a little golf. You can call them at 636-926-9622. And when you go over there, poke your head in the golf shop and say hi to my friend Bummer. He is terrific. He wants to help you with your game, and he'll show you around.
Thank you, St. Louis, for making the first annual Ascension Charity Classic presented by Emerson a record-breaking success. The golf was incredible, your enthusiasm unmatched, and the only thing that will last longer than the memories is the impact you've made on North St. Louis County Charities. To our sponsors, volunteers, and fans, thank you for welcoming golf's greatest legends and bringing professional golf back to St. Louis with record attendance. See you next year at the Ascension Charity Classic.
Hey, Jay Delsing here for SSM Health Physical Therapy. Do you want to have a more consistent golf swing? Hell, I know I sure do. SSM Health Physical Therapy's golf program has Titleist Performance Institute certified physical therapists trained to assess your movement patterns, your mobility, and your stability to help make your golf swing more efficient and repeatable. They can help your golf game. There's 80 locations in the St. Louis area. 800-518-1626 or visit them on the web at ssmphysicaltherapy.com. Tell them Jay sent you for special pricing. Your therapy, our passion.
This is Bill DeWitt III, president of the St. Louis Cardinals, and you're talking to Jay Delsing. And wait, oh, sorry, what's the name of the show?
Golf with Jay Delsing.
Golf, all right, let me start it.
I want to give a shout out to my friend Colin Burnt over at the Dean Team of Kirkwood. Folks, if you're looking for any sort of vehicle, I know it says Volkswagen of Kirkwood. Colin has a parking lot full of new and used cars. I was just over there the other day. I bought a used VW Passat for my daughter, Jo, who just totaled it in an accident. She texted me, by the way, and said, Dad, I tapped a car in front of me. She tapped it so well that the car's totaled. Anyway, I talked to Colin, and he is working out a new vehicle for us. But we went over and looked. There is a huge selection of cars over there. My buddy Pearly, that does the show with me, had bought a used Toyota truck from Colin and just loved the service and loved the vehicle. 314-966-0303. This is like dealing with family over there. These are great people. Colin's there. His right-hand person, Brandy, is there to do anything they can to get you in the vehicle you want. Give them a call today.
One thing I've learned over the years is that many people don't realize that standard insurance policies aren't robust enough to handle their accomplished lifestyles. Ensuring your personal success adequately, that's serious business. At Powers Insurance, they don't believe in treating clients like policyholders. They treat them like friends and family. Tim Davis at Powers Insurance can offer more than a policy. He has the knowledge and experience to properly protect your busy lifestyle. Call Tim Davis at Powers Insurance today, 314-333-4913, or find him online. Visit their website at powersinsurance.com.
I want to welcome Rapsodo Golf to the Golf with Jay Delsing show. Folks, if this device is super, super cool. It's small, just a little bit bigger than your cell phone. It works in conjunction with your phone to help track your shots. It talks about launch angle, spin rate, dispersion, how far the ball goes. It is really, really something. You can go to RapsodoGolf.com and check this thing out. It'll also give you a couple drop downs so you can see how they're transferring this technology into baseball and softball, and they're working with all 30 Major League Baseball teams now. So this is a viable product. But if you want to practice in the winter and you want to get better and you want to stop figuring out where that ball went after you hit it into the net, get a Rapsodo and check them out. You will love it. Go to Rapsodo.com, Rapsodo.com.
Grab your friends, a cold one, and pull up a chair. We're on to the 19th hole on golf with Jay Delsing.
The 19th hole is refreshed by Michelob Ultra.
All right, welcome back. Golf with Jay Delsing here. Pearly's with me. We're headed to the Michelob Ultra 19th hole. Man, John, I got to tell you, I'm really, really super impressed by what these guys are doing with this amateur players tour. The organizational level, as I mentioned in the last segment, the fact that they've got these great golf courses, the fact that they're providing these opportunities in such a way, you know, one of the things that we mentioned in that interview that is not lost on them is the networking ability with like-minded people in this game. I mean, it's powerful, John. We talk about the game of golf being a societal powerhouse with the monies that we raised over $800,000 in the first year of the Ascension Charity Classic. But, John, this stuff is going on every single week on the PGA Tour, on the Champions Tour, and then on the Corn Ferry. And now for the amateurs to get a bit, it's just fantastic.
The networking is a huge piece, and I think just the competition is another piece. You can get a certain amount of competition from your club or locally, but you do some of this type of thing, it's a different game. And I bet a lot of guys are seeing that. You know, it's really easy for people to say, and I'm not saying this is the same because it's not, but how many times is there a guy that's a good player at the country club, like, oh, you should go try to play the senior tour. You should go play the tour. Well, this is an opportunity for them to just go compete someplace that, other than their home course, and see what their game's really made of. And that's a completely different world, let alone the next big step with where you played. But just that competition to go and do it differently, it's a completely different game. All of a sudden, your hands feel different, your head's spinning. There's all kinds of things. So it's awesome for your game as well to take on that competition.
Oh, my gosh. And we were saying in that interview, I said to him, Matt, there's nothing in this world like tournament golf. And he goes, nope. It's just, he goes, I know people don't believe this, but he goes, if you can break 100 consistently, you can win in their I think it's her fourth or fifth division, because they really have it broken down well handicap-wise. And what I also like about it is they monitor the handicaps themselves once you're in the system. So, you know, we all know people have been able to game the handicap system. That's a thing. There's no doubt. So they have this they have some ideas on how to keep this thing on the right level and keep people interested and keep people playing. And man, I think it's awesome.
Well, how many people really truly play metal play golf, meaning counting every stroke? I can remember years ago when I was coming up playing some amateur stuff, and I didn't even play much because I was in Michigan. We didn't have a heck of a lot. So I can remember my father just kind of saying to me, you know, how can you shoot this score or that score, even in a high school, you know, match where we were in some cases doing our metal. And I said, Dad, it's different. We're not playing match play. Every one of these shots matters. And so one year my father played in the club championship where every shot mattered, and he'd never done that before. And he came off the first round and he played okay. I was looking at him, I said, how'd it go? He said, I shot such and such. He said, I hated it. I was nervous all day long. All of a sudden he started realizing every shot matters. So if I go for some bunker shot, I don't know if I could pull off, and it gets buried under the lip, I'm going to make a double or a triple. It's just a completely different mindset. It sets your whole sense of orientation off. But to your point, once you can play in that situation, golf is a different game. It's, you get these little breakthroughs that are so powerful for your game.
Oh, it really is. And there's nothing better. You've experienced this a lot too, Pearl, than playing well when you're nervous.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is something.
Well, there's a point when you play enough of that if there's not something on the line, it's tough to play. You know, at first when there's something on the line, it's tough to play. But then all of a sudden, if you don't have a bet, if you don't have something going, there's no adrenaline. There's no fuel in the engine to kind of get you going. And it is a pretty cool place to be. When the more pressure, the better you play. That's a fun mindset to have.
Yeah, I mean, you sit there and look at when I had Jack Nicklaus on the show, and I remember reading these excerpts from, I think it was a Golf Digest or maybe it's a Sports Illustrated article about how Jackie, his son, who's a buddy of mine, was talking to his dad about sports psychology, you know, and the pressure. And his dad said, "Well, hell, son, I don't know. I just, when I needed something, I just steadied down a little more and I did it."
Yeah.
And Jackie Jr.'s like, "That's not going to work for me." Yeah, and I mean, and I think Tiger Woods mentioned something about that in a very similar way when it came to, you know, trying to make a putt that he needed or something like that. He was able to kind of almost click into this different level of concentration and focus that, you know, I've only won a couple of what I would say bigger events. And there is that is a real thing. And man, when I was in that spot and pulled stuff off, I couldn't wait to try to get back, but it's almost like it's this, almost this Zen sort of mode that you have to be in order to let it happen. You can't force it to happen. And so, oftentimes it'd go the opposite way.
Well, I think the other thing with this tour that's the positive is the travel and kind of seeing the other aspects of the game that, again, you guys on tour realize all the time. You know, granted, you're playing 20, 30, 40 times a year. Most of these guys aren't going to be doing that much, but just to kind of feed in the travel with the different atmospheres, the different environments, the different weather, the different humidity. I can remember Jay just going, living in Phoenix, going to L.A. to go play some mini tour events on the water near the ocean, and all of a sudden that 7-iron is going 155 when I'm smashing it, versus in the desert it's going 10 or 15 yards further. So just having to make all the different adjustments to the different kinds of grasses and the different weather is another huge piece of it that gets lost on most of us that just turn the TV on every week and go, "Hey, what's wrong with this guy this week? You know, maybe he's not trying and something's wrong with him." All those factors factor in, and it's a big deal.
You know, John, that is huge, what you just said there, because there's the comfort level of playing on your home golf course all the time. You know how the balls break. You know what's going on. You know this carry over this water, etc. When you need to get your golf game to travel, that's the ultimate in tests. And then when you start talking about not even traveling, how about just traveling within your own city and going to different golf courses that'll have slight variations of grasses or bunkers or thises or thats. But when you start taking your game to completely different areas, that's a game changer. The Bermuda grass is a nightmare to learn how to pitch and chip out of and try to hit out of when it's long. The Kukuya grass out in the West Coast is a totally different animal. Playing at sea level compared to playing up in Colorado or playing in the desert, like you said, is an entirely different animal. What about just the textures of sand?
Absolutely. That's why this tour, this amateur tour, is such a cool idea to give people that feel. And even some of the best players in the world, I think you'll agree, when they go from the West Coast to the East Coast, when they go from California to Florida, some of them don't make that transition very well. You know, you can never quite get used to some of the grasses. Now, granted, the grass has changed and the conditions have changed and kind of equalized in many ways through the years. But when you're first out on tour and you're playing Pebble and then you're going down to play Bay Hill or the Honda, and you're playing the different kinds of rough and grasses, it was two different worlds, and it could be a major shock.
Oh, my gosh, 100%. I mean, there are certain sands that are so heavy that you have to get in so tight on the ball to get it to go any sort of distances. And then you go down to Florida where you get that kind of sugary-type sand pearl that packs so nicely. It's a piece of cake to hit off of. But your first couple of bunker shots that come out of that sand, the ball goes flying twice as far as you figure it will.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I think it's a great idea. You guys got to check out this amateur players tour. It's really something cool. I'm going to pull up the email address and make sure that I give it to
you. Well, while you do that, while you're pulling that up, just to prepare for something like that, to get yourself started, maybe before you're comfortable to jump into that amateur tour, as Jay just mentioned, go play at a couple different golf courses in your area. Just to challenge yourself that way even and kind of get a feel for it and then maybe consider jumping into this amateur tour.
Yeah, that's well said there too, Pearl. So we are looking at amateurplayerstour.com. So amateurplayerstour.com, reach out to them. They've got over 40 chapters around the country. There's going to be over 700 events. They have a North American championship. They've got majors. They've got some team competitions. Guys, this is just a fun way to play the game, to put yourself under the gun a little bit, get a little nervous, and see if you can't go ahead and knock one of these things off and win a championship.
And then when you come back to your home course, trust me, you'll play even better.
Oh, yeah, you'll think it's so much easier. Okay, so Pearl, we got to announce the golf ball giveaway this week. Your email address is sjames9858. You are a new winner of a dozen TP5 golf balls, compliments of TaylorMade Golf and my buddy Jeff Thornhill. Pearl, we're giving away golf balls. We're telling stories. We're putting people to sleep. And we're wrapping up another show.
I don't know about the going to sleep part, but I like everything else.
All right, next week, Pearl, we're going to have a much more in-depth report on our social media findings. I think we're going to give you like a full 15 seconds.
I'll be ready.
Meta, it's meta all the way into Pearl.
Meta, meta, meta.
Well, thanks for joining us. And come back next week for more golf with Jay Delsing. Hit 'em straight, St. Louis.